Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Tes. We are up to Sif Beis. The top line on page Kuf Chof Aleph, which is the page following 240. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Lokach kos shel sheichar umayim. A person took a cup of beer or water. Uberach baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam bari pri hagafen. And he messed up. He said the wrong bracha. He had a cup of water or beer, which is supposed to be shakal. He made a bari pri hagafen. However, v'tok kedei dibur niskar shetoa. But within a couple of seconds, tok kedei dibur, he realized he made a mistake. V'omer, and he quickly said, shakal nevedvaro. And he adjusted his bracha, and he ended with shakal nevedvaro. V'kach hoisa amira. So this was his full amira. Baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam bari pri hagafen shakal nevedvaro. The din is yotza. Since he changed the Tokei Dibur, that's considered a good change, and his kilu he made a regular shahakol, and he is yotzei the bracha. Says the Rama, v'im hoyu acherim shosim gamkein v'yayin lifneim. If there were other people there that were also going to be drinking, and he had wine in front of them, v'daito gamkein al yayin, and he had his mind also on wine, shayasavur shebekoso yayin. He thought the cup in front of him was filled with wine. Uberach bari priagafen, and he made the bari priagafen. V'nimtza achar kach shebekoso mayim osheichar, and then it turned out afterwards that in the cup in front of him that he thought was wine was really water or beer. He had in mind, as we'll see in a moment, to drink other wine as well. And there were others that were being yotzei with his bracha that had wine in front of them. Kishechozer v'shosa achar kach yayin, when he then goes to drink wine later on, ein tzarech lachzor levarich. He does not need to make a new bracha. So he made a bari pragafen accidentally on a cup of water or beer. Then he wants to drink wine later. He can rely on his original bracha. V'yotzei bebracha sheberach hakoso. He's yotzei with the bracha he made on his original kos. Afal pi shayso betos, even though he made a mistake. Daha daito hayo lishtos gamkein sharyayin. Because number one, he had in mind to drink other wine as well. V'gamhotzi acherim sheshosim sham. And he was also being motzi others that were drinking wine. V'lochein birchaso bracha. Therefore, his bracha is a good bracha. So to summarize, the Rama says, if a person was making a bari pragaf and he thought it was wine, turns out it was really water or beer. So he made the wrong bracha. As we'll see in the Mishabura, he even drank it. And now he wants to drink wine later. He does not need another bracha. Since, number one, he was planning on drinking wine afterwards as well. And he was being motzi other people in his bari pragafim with the wine that was in front of them. The bracha is a good bracha. So says the Mishabura, Sekat and Hey. Back to the case of the Mechaber. Uberach baruch ato Hashem. The first case of the Mechaber. He had beer or water in front of him. He accidentally made a bari pragafen and tok de dibur. He adjusted to a shakel. He's good. Hainu afilu beis tchilas habracha yosavur shu yayin. Even though at the beginning of his bracha he thought it was wine. V'nimsa shahaya tchilas habracha v'sofa shlo kahogen. He messed up totally. In the beginning he had in mind for hagafen and he actually made a hagafen. He was 100% wrong. Afilu hachi still. Since he uprooted Tokedei Dibur and he ended properly, he's Yotzei. Lamaisa, within 2 seconds, he said, Shakol Nebedvaro, he's 100% fine. Sivkotan Vav, Tokedei Dibur, Avalaachar Kedei Dibur, if he would have paused a little bit longer and it would be beyond the time of Kedei Dibur, Lo Mahani Akiraso, then his uprooting and his changing from the Bar Pragovin to the Shakol will not work. The chozer umavarech, and he'd have to go back and make another shahakol. The dan you should know, the hodim mekhilinan b'diavad b'toch le dibur. That which we say b'diavad, you're okay if you make the adjustment toch le dibur. Dafka b'brachos derabonim. That is dafka by regular brachos that are normally all derabonim. Aval b'birchas amozom. However, when it comes to benching, shehu daraisa, as we know, benching when you are full is daraisa. In eruk yagavna, a similar case came about. Kigon, for example, sha'och alechem, he ate a suda of bread. V'to'o v'sovar sha'och aperos, don't ask me how, somehow he made a mistake, he thought he ate fruit instead of bread. V'hischil avarech, baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, alo eitz v'al pri eitz. He started with a brichas mein shalosh on the zayin minim. V'nizkar shehu lechem, and then he chapped that he really had bread, not fruit. V'siyem hazon es hakol. And tok de dibur, he adjusted it from an ala eitz to benching. Kahogen, and he ended properly. It doesn't work. Tzarech lachzor ulevarech. He must go back and make another benching. Because this whole idea is that the Mishabura of Tok Dibur, adjusting your bracha, is only by most brachos which are derabanan. When it comes to benching, and you ate till you were full, that your benching is deraisa, the adjustment from the Allah eats to the Hazon HaSakol is not going to work, and you have to go back and bench again. However, v'davka b'ofen jetzet siyarnu, it's davka in this funny scenario that we set up, that he thought he was eating fruit, and he started with al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz. But the more likely case, which he thought he was eating one of the five grains that was mezonos, instead of thinking it was bread and it was hamotzi, and he started with the wrong bracha achrona, but not ala eitz. He started with an ala michya, v'niskar, and he realized that it was bread. Then the Mishabura says, Yachal Asayim Hazonas Olam Kulo V'yatza. Then he can adjust it and switch over from Alamichya to benching, and he will be Yotze. D'michya Nami Mazonhu. Because saying Alamichya, that's also Muslim, and therefore those brachos are more related. Alamichya to benching is more related, and therefore that would be okay. Kasu Ha'achronim Da'achronim right. Misha Omer Achar Birchas Ayayin Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. The Mishabura is now switching to Havdalah. After you made a Borei Pragofen, you right away said the bracha of Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. V'nizkar Shetzorek L'haktim B'samim. And then he realizes, wait a minute, I didn't make the bracha on the B'samim yet. V'siyein Borei Minei B'samim Yotze Yidei B'samim. So he said bracha to Hashem L'kalim Achol Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. And then he said Borei B'samim because he realized his mistake. That's fine. He adjusted it to Chedid Ibur. He is Yotze, his bracha on the Besamim. V'chozer u'mavarech bracha to Hashem al kenem achlam borim orheish. He goes back and he makes another bracha borim orheish on the fire. So that is in line with what we're saying over here with the Hagofen and the Shahako. V'davka k'shen niskavin b'shas askora shem u'machos al besamim. But this is only true, says the Chavetz Chaim, if his kavanah was at the time of the saying of Hashem's name and the Melech HaOlam, he had in mind the Besamim. Shenokat biyado, we'll come back to this point, that he was holding in his hands. He was holding the besamim. He had in mind when he started the bracha to make the bracha on the besamim. V'nichshal b'lashonu, and then he tripped up in his language. And he messed up. V'omar borei mori ha'esh, and he accidentally ended with the wrong bracha of borei mori ha'esh. That's when he could quickly go back to say borei mori besamim, and it will be okay. Because he had in mind the bracha of the besamim, we said the Shem Hashem. He was holding the besamim in his hand, and he corrected the token de'idib, where then he's yotzei the bracha of besamim. He'll make another bracha afterwards of borei mori ha'esh. Aval, kishiniskaven al ha'esh. But if his kavanah mitchila was to make a borei mori ha'esh, and he actually made a borei mori ha'esh, and then he quickly adjusted it to borei mori besamim, yotzei yidei birchas mori ha'esh. Then he goes with his kavanah. He had in mind Borei Mori Ha'esh. He said Borei Mori Ha'esh, even though he went afterwards and switched it to Besamim, he's Yotzei the Bracha of Borei Mori Ha'esh, the Achar Kach Mevarech Bracha Acheres al Besamim. Then he will go back and make a separate Bracha on the Besamim. Toho al Ha'esh Gam Kein Tzarech Levarech, because Lamaisa, he needs a Borei Mori Ha'esh also. The Haseder Einu Ma'akev. The order of the Brachos in Avdol are not Ma'akev. There are separate brachos. Really, you have to make a bracha on fire Motzei Shabbos because it was invented in Motzei Shabbos. You have to make a bracha besamim because Neshama Yisera is leaving. And you have a mitzvah of Abdullah. So Chazal said, put them all together. They made a certain order, but the order is certainly not ma'akev. Therefore, if you had in mind the Borei Mori Ha'esh, and you made a Borei Mori Ha'esh, even though you were just the Tokhu Dibur, you would say the first bracha of Borei Mori Ha'esh, and then you go back and make a bracha on the besamim. Ule'inyin birchas ha'shachar. In terms of birchas ha'shachar that we say in the morning, if you made a mistake by those two brachos, of pokeach ivrim and malbish arumim, or any similar brachos, that's discussed earlier in Simen Mem Vav. Look over there. I'd like to point out a few interesting notes over here. Number one is note number 8. We said that if you had in mind to make the bracha on the besamim, and you're holding the besamim, you messed up, you said borei mori ha'esh, you adjusted toch the dibur to say borei mori besamim, you're yotzei. What does the adjustment have to be? You already said borei ma'orei ha'esh. Do you have to say, like the Mishabura sounds like he's saying, you have to say again the word borei to borei mori besamim? Or can you just say mori besamim because you already said borei before? So in note 80 points out from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that we learn when it comes to davening, he says, Da'as ha'gonosho Zalman Orbach, Whatever, you're correcting it to Borei Nesamim. You have to say again, Borei Nesamim. Kemoshim of Wurla Kamal, like we'll see later on. Legabe Tfilas Yom Tov. Shemisha Tov, the Omer Mekadesh HaShabbos. Someone made a mistake on the Yom Tov davening at the end of the Bracha, Bracha Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Chazar Bo Besoka de Dibur Yotzer Rakim Chazar the Omer Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Even though you said the word Mekadesh by Mekadesh HaShabbos, if you want to adjust it and be Yotze Toko de Dibur, you have to repeat the word Mekadesh. You have to say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Lo Dai Bemasha Chazar the Omer Yisrael Vazmanim Levad. It's not enough just to say the other words after Mekadesh and just add on Yisrael Vazmanim. So he says, "V'chem mufurish in primer gadim." That is mufurish in the primer gadim. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. L'chor is the din. Ach lo ma'isa heyir sheyitochin sheyesh l'chalik bein tefilas yom tov. Then Shlomo Zalman said, "Maybe can mechalik that maybe dafka when it comes to shmonesri on yom tov. That's when you have to say again mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim. But over here, maybe you wouldn't have to repeat borei by minei besamim. What's the chiluk?" Over there by tefillah, shem lo yachzor lomar mekadesh Yisrael. If you don't go back and say the word mekadesh again, and it's going to sound like you said mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael vazmanim. So it sounds like you're saying a real bracha. When Shabbos and Yantav come together, the bracha is mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael vazmanim. So if you don't say mekadesh again, it doesn't look like you're changing to the bracha of Yantav. It looks like you're adding on. It's Shabbos and Yantav. Nirisher etzono gamba askara Shabbos. It looks like if you don't go back and say Mekadesh Yisrael, that you want to say also the Askara of Shabbos. V'zeh sheker, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's false. If you just say after Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'azmanim, it sounds like you're being Mekadesh Shabbos and Yontif. And it's not Shabbos, so that's why you're not Yotzei there. The Prima Gadim says you have to say again Mekadesh. But over here, Masha'enkei Nagabi Birchas Borei Morei Ha'esh, when you accidentally said Borei Morei Ha'esh, if you just then say borei mor ha'esh minei besamim, eino tzarach lachzor v'lomar tevas borei. Maybe over here you would not have to go back and say the word borei again. Shekevan shelo matzino bracha kazos. This is not a bracha. There's no such bracha as borei mor ha'esh minei besamim. So it's obvious what you're trying to do. You're obviously trying to undo the mor ha'esh and replace it with minei besamim, which is the normal bracha. Therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, maybe over here it was different, and you would not have to repeat the word borei in the borei minei besamim like you have to in Shmoneh Esrei repeat in the kadesh by mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. That's point number one. Note number nine. We pointed out and we emphasized in the Mishabura that when you made the bracha of Borei Morei Ha'esh by accident, you had in mind the besamim and you were holding the besamim. Note 9 says, Ma shehizkir shenaka biyado, that which the Mishabura says, you were holding it in your hand, the besamim. So bir ha'dogel mervava. This is sourced in the dogel mervava, like the Shaar Tzion says. So bir ha'dogel mervava, shezem mochiach alav shetar b'lashono. That's the proof that you really made a mistake in your lashon, because you're holding the besamim. You had kavanah for besamim, you're holding the besamim, and that's why you could readjust at the end, tol kedei dibur, to end off with borim le besamim. Kam b'shulchan aruch le'inyan kosh shel sheichar, even in the mechaber, when it comes to the cup of beer, when you made a hagafen and adjusted it to shahakol, medubur kishemachse biyado, that's also talking about what you're holding in your hand, so it's clear that you're holding the bracha of shahakol in your hands, and that's why there also you could adjust it and make a shahakol. V'lochein l'gabi atoa b'birchas pokeach ivrim, and that's why, interesting, the last point in the Mishabura was, by the birchas ha-shachar, when it comes to pokeach ivrim, it's brought out in note number 12 in the back of the Sefer, that this sheet of the Dagam Ravava, who says you were holding the besamim, you were holding the kolos, when it comes to birchas ha-shachar, you're not holding anything, you just said the wrong bracha by accident, so then the Dagam Ravava is mesupuk in mo'el tikun. If it helps to be mesakin even talk of the divur, mipnei she'en ho'chacha she'tar b'lashono v'lo. It's not clear that the mistake was in your language and not in your thought. And therefore, the Mishabura over here is bringing the Dalmar Vava that you bedaf got to be holding it by the Besamim. Then you could adjust from Borei Morei Ha'esh to Borei Minei Besamim. You were holding the coast of the beer, and that's why when you made the Borei Paragofen, you could adjust it to a shakel because you were holding it in your hands. There already, the Dalmar Vava is Mesupuk. If you could adjust the bracha tokeh ledibur, because there's nothing that you're actually holding on to that is proving that you accidentally said the wrong bracha, but your kavanah was correct. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Zayin. Now we go to the case. Just close that door if you don't mind. Now we go weiter in the Mishabura of Katan Zayin. The Rama said, if there were other people that were drinking from wine and they were being yotze with your bracha, and you were planning on drinking other wine later, so even though it turns out you made a bar pragafen on water or beer, you're going to be yotze and you could drink later on without a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berura, you made a bar pragafen. The kavanaso hoiso lahotzi gam ha'acherim bebrachaso. Your intention was to be motzi others with your bracha as well. Sivkatan ches, you don't have to go back. The Rama said two reasons why you don't have to go back. Number one is you had in mind to drink more later. Number two, you were being motzi others. So zaten mishabura amar shnei ta'amim liftor. The Rama over here says two reasons why you're potter from making another bracha. Echad number one, kevan shadaitu lishto shayayim, since you had in your mind to drink more wine. Vafilu lo haya oz osu ayayin lefanav, even if the other wine was not in front of you, ve'hiviyu lo achagach, and they brought it to you afterwards, chala bracha alayhim. The bracha you're making now, you had in mind the other wine, it's chala the other wine as well. The after kozeh haya mayim, even though the cup in front of you was water, ve'hizchil ishtoso, and after you made the bracha, you actually drank water, afilu hachi lo mikri hefsek, that's not called a hefsek between your bari pragafen, and you're drinking of the other wine later, even though you drank water in the middle, Kevan shelo hisik b'dibur b'entayim. Since you were not mafsik with speaking in between, va'afilu lo hayadaito behed yolishtos yoser, and even if you didn't have in mind explicitly to drink more later, v'rak b'stama, you made the bar bragav and stam. Kevan shahotzi acherim b'brachaso. Since you were being motzi others with your bracha, shiur yicholin lishtos hayayin shelifneim, that bracha enabled them to drink the wine that was in front of them. Nimtza shelo hayisa b'brachaso levatala. Turns out your bracha is not a bracha levatala. So you have two reasons. Number one, you had in mind more wine later, and even if not, you were being motzi others, so your bracha had what to be chalon. Therefore, it is permissible for you also to drink other wine. This Rama is going with Shitasel from what the Rama told us in Reish Vav Vav. The Rama held over there. In a case where he didn't have in mind explicitly that the bracha should go on other items, v'rak b'stama, he just made a bracha on one item, and b'stama, there were other items maybe that were there. The Rama held, tzarech lachzor levarech. If this item falls and gets ruined, you need another bracha on the other item, unless you had explicit intent. V'lochein b'inyanenu nami kosav. That's why the Rama over here, l'shitaso, writes, t'hadaito. The Rama said, because you had in mind the other drinks, having in mind is what the Rama held earlier, that you make a bracha on one fruit, only if you had in mind another fruit, then if the first fruit got ruined or got lost, then you can eat the other one without a bracha. But if you didn't have it in mind explicitly, the Rama says it wouldn't work, this Rama is a shitaso. Aval, lefi mashe kasavnu shama mishaburu b'ralacha, but according to what we said back then in Reish Vav, in the mishaburu and the b'ralacha, the yesh kama poskim shesover, and there are poskim that hold afilu b'stama, even if you didn't have a specific intent, you just made the bracha stam, kol shahayu lefanav ala shulchan b'shas bracha, as long as the other food was on the table in front of you at the time of the bracha, you did not have it in mind, but it was there, memeila chala bracha al kulam, automatically the mishaburu brought some shitas that held the bracha schal on everything, no matter what. The ain't sarach lachzor levarach ishenishbach hakosha berach alav. And if your cup spills and you're drinking the other cups, you did not have them in mind, but they were in front of you, you would not have to go back and make another bracha. Im kein hu adin b'inyanenu. If so, the same thing would be over here. Kishenimtza mayim. If it turns out the boy pregafen you made was on water, v'shose kos acher yayin shayil lefanav, and you had another cup of wine that really was wine that was in front of you, b'chol gavni ain't sarach lachzor levarach. You would not have to go back and make another bracha. So the Rama Shitasa who holds, you have to have to ask for the other item, even if it's in front of you. So then you have to have in mind over here, and that way you would not need another bracha. But according to the other posts, we're more lenient. Even if it's just in front of you, you don't have it in mind. So here also, if the other cup of, the real cup of wine was in front of you, even though you didn't have it explicitly in mind, you also would not need another bracha. I want to point out one very important Shaar Tzion. That is the beginning of this, Sif Katan. Sivkaton Ches, the Mishabura started and said, Omar Shnei Ta'amim Liftor. He said two reasons that you're Pater. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Ostesi writes, this is from the Darche Moshe and the Magen Avram. Ulanias Daiti Nire Bipshitos, the Lohachi Tafas Maril Shnei Ta'amim. Zatuch HaVetzchaim, in my humble opinion, it seems poshit why the Maril that the Ramos quoting had to give us two reasons why you're Yotzei. Mishum Dechol Tam Bifneatzmo Lopsikale Kolkach. Each reason that is brought down why you would not need another Bayer Pergofen on the other wine is very not Pashut. That's why he brings two reasons. At least there's more to go on. Why they not Pashut? The Tama Rishon Tali Beplukta. The first reason that you had in mind the other wine that you're going to drink, therefore the bracha you made now is good because it was chal on that for later on. That's really Tali on a big machlokas. We learned back there in Reish Vav, besides the two sheetahs of Mishnah Berurah on the other page, but there was a third sheetah there, and that was the first sheetah the Mechaber brought down, the sheetah of Tosfos and the Rosh, and that is that even if you had it in mind, it was in front of you, it does not help. When you make a bracha on one item that you're holding in your hand, the bracha is only chal on that item. So you can have other wine in front of you, you can have other wine in your mind. It's very not possible. If he tells us in the rush, the bracha on this cup that you're holding is only going on this cup. So if you now have to have the other cup, either you had it in mind, you would require another bracha. So therefore, the first reason is very not possible. It's going against Tosfos and the rush. The gam tam hasheni lo bira. The second reason also is very not possible. That you're making a bracha now, Bre'er Pragafen. It turns out it's water, but you will be motzi others, and they're drinking wine based on your bracha. Therefore, you wouldn't need another bracha to drink your wine later. That's also very not pashut. Kemosha pikpik ha-magin Avram al-zeh ma'od. The Magen Avram takes major issue with this. What's the major issue with this? If I am being motzi someone else in a birchas hanenin, the halacha is only if I get hana and they get hana. I can't make a bar pure eitz for you to eat an apple. If I'm also eating an apple, I can make a eitz for myself and it could also cover you. So long that I have wine in front of me and I make a bar pure agothen, I could be yotze with my bracha and you could be yotze with my bracha and your wine. But if my bracha is messed up, it has nothing to be chalon because it turns out it was water. I made the wrong bracha. Even though you're having wine, I can't make a bracha for you to drink wine if I'm not drinking wine. And therefore the Magen Avraham says this is very not pashut. Zatul Chavetz Chaim, the reason why the Ma'aril and the Ramah is bringing the Ma'aril, that there's two reasons why you don't need a bracha, is because each one on its own is very shvach. Very shvach. The first reason is going against Tosfos and the Rosh, and that's the Mechaber's first sheet that he brings out in Reish Vav. The second reason is really against the general rules that we have of Birchas HaNenen, that we don't say that I can make the bracha for someone else if I'm not being Nenen as well. Since each reason is not so pashut, he's trying to gather as much strength as he can, so he brings both reasons together. Between the two of them, you're okay to rely on them, and then if you made a Bre'er Pragafen, it turns out it was water or beer, and you had in mind to drink another cup of wine, and there are other people being yotzei with your bracha, put everything together, only then the Ma'aril and the Ramah were comfortable saying you would not need another Bre'er Pragafen. We will stop here and continue tomorrow with Hashem with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Ma'ar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.